This is The Humans We Are, and I am your host, Carola. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of The Humans We Are. I surely hope that you're having a wonderful day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I wish you a day where you can feel safe and happy. I have a question for you. Have you ever felt like you're being forced to choose between having career success or personal fulfillment? Like, if you want one of those, then you will have to make sacrifices in the other. For example, if you want to be a good mom, if you want to be present with your kids, spend quantity and quality time with them, if you want to take care of yourself, your mind, your body, your soul, you will need to sacrifice growing professionally and advancing your career. Or the other way around, if you really, really want success in your career and growing professionally, then you have to sacrifice all the time that you would also like to spend with your family and for yourself. Many of us have felt that way, but what if I told you that it's just a lie? That's not a real dichotomy. We've all been sold that you have to choose one or the other, but that's not true. Today, we are going to be shattering the myth that women must sacrifice their personal lives for professional success. In the next 15 minutes or so, you will discover how to redefine success on your own terms, learn from a real-life example of someone that I helped who achieved both career growth and personal success, and you will get some practical steps to start your journey towards this holistic success that makes you feel fulfilled. Not your mom, not society, not anyone else, but you. Let me tell you about one of my clients. We will keep this general and change her name to respect her privacy. So let's call her Amy. When she came to me, she was convinced that she had to choose between making partner at her law firm and having more free time to spend with her kids or just for her. She specifically wanted to make more money, and making partner was the logical next step for her. But she feared it was incompatible with her more personal goals and her desires for her life. Sound familiar? But here's the kicker. By the end of our work together, she figured out how to have both. So stick around to find out. Now let's talk about why we believe we can't have it all. Society has fed us this narrative that success is climbing the corporate ladder, and even if it means missing our kids' bedtimes, that's just how it is. But who made that rule? And more importantly, why are we still following it? Why do we believe it? Now, take a moment right now, close your eyes if you can, if you're not driving, if it's safe for you to do so right now, and imagine your ideal life. What does success look like to you? Hold on to that image. The truth is, success isn't one size fits all. It is deeply personal. But here's the challenge. Many of us struggle to even admit what we truly want. We're so caught up in what we think we should want that we've lost touch with our authentic desires. In a minute, I will share the crucial first step to redefining success, and trust me, it's probably not what you think. But first, let's talk about why this matters so much. When we pursue success based on someone else's definition, we end up feeling unfulfilled, burnt out, and resentful. We sacrifice our well-being, our relationships, our joy. And for what? a version of success that doesn't even resonate with us. But it doesn't have to be this way. Remember Amy? Her breakthrough came when she got radically honest with herself about what she wanted. And that's the crucial first step I promised you. It's radical honesty. Here's how to start redefining success on your terms. Number one, get brutally honest with yourself. What do you really want? Give yourself permission to really go there. Don't censor, don't minimize, don't tone down your vision. You don't need to share this vision with anyone, so lean in and go all out. If you could have anything, what would feel like a successful life to you? And really allow yourself to feel that vision. How do you feel when you have that definition of success? Number two is examining your why. Are these desires truly yours, or are these internalized expectations? Now, I get it that at the beginning, especially, it could be hard to discern which is which. It could be really difficult to know if these are really your desires or if this is just what you've learned to want for your whole life. But deep down, you know. So tap into your inner wisdom and let it guide you. And really trust that inner voice that says, yes, this is really for me, or I'm not so sure. Number three, challenge your assumptions. Is it really impossible to have both or all that you want at the same time? Do you notice any voice that says that you have to choose one of the things that you want, or you have to prioritize one or the other? And if you notice that voice that makes you want to choose, challenge it. Number four, connect with your sense of agency. Acknowledge that it's your responsibility to craft your life in the way you want it. No one else is going to hand it to you. Everyone else, they're responsible for their own vision for themselves, and you are for yours. Isn't that great? Who better than you to be responsible for your vision? And number five, start small. What is one tiny action that you could take today to get you closer to that vision? Now, I can almost hear some of you thinking, it's not that simple. And you're right, it's not simple, but it is possible. Now, Henry Ford famously said, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. So if you don't yet believe you can have what you want, that needs to be your first priority. You need to believe three things. One, what you want is possible, like in general, for someone else maybe. What you want is possible. Number two, what you want is possible for you. And number three, you are worthy of having the life you want. Your authentic success starts with believing it's possible. So if your belief is not yet there, you need to spend some time teaching yourself to believe all these three things. Now, your homework for now, take that vision of success that you imagined earlier and write it down. Be specific, be detailed, be vivid. How do you feel in this vision? What are you doing? Who are you with? This is your first step towards redefining your success. You know, it can be very magical to give yourself permission to live in the space of your dream. To allow that vision to come out, to hold it in your heart and honor it. You may start seeing some opportunities that you didn't see before when you were blinded by the belief that it wasn't possible for you. Remember, you have the power to create a life that's successful by your own definition. And not only do you have the power, it is your responsibility. Don't wait for someone else to give you the career you want, the life you want. You have more power over it than you may be giving yourself credit for. If you want support on this journey, visit carolafuertes.com to learn how we can work together. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your vision of success with me on Instagram, where you can find me at @fuertescarola, or email me at carola@carolafuertes.com. If you found this episode helpful, please consider leaving a rating and review. It really helps more women discover the podcast and join our community. And if you know someone who might enjoy this episode or who might need it, please share it with them. Until next time, keep questioning those societal metrics. Keep pursuing your authentic desires. And remember, you are capable of creating the success that feels true to you. See you next time. Take care.